From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The Tunsil softball team won their 11th game in a row as they beat Bassett on Friday 12-0. Kinsley Castle had a monster night for the Trojans with 3 RBI, as well as getting the win in the circle, allowing just one hit and striking out 9 batters in 5 innings. Tunsil is now 16-3 overall and 8-0 in the district. The Tunsil baseball team beat Bassett on Friday 4-0. Cam Cochran led the way for the Trojans on the mound as he struck out 9 batters over 6 1/3 innings. Tunsil is now 14-5 overall and is 6-4 in the Piedmont District. The Chatham girls soccer team remained unbeaten as they handled Appomattox 7-0 on Friday. Delaney Haymore had 3 goals and an assist for the Cavs in the win. Chatham's now 9-0-1 overall and 4-0-1 in the district. The Averett men's tennis team beat Asbury University on Friday 4-love to advance to the second round of the NCAA tournament. However, the Cougars fell in the second round to Emory University on Saturday 4-love. Averett finished the season with a record of 17-5 and made the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2000. Danville native Peyton Sellers won both races in the late model stock car division on Saturday night at South Boston. Sellers has now won 4 of the 6 races he's competed in at South Boston this season. In NASCAR, Kyle Larson got his 3rd win of the season at Kansas Speedway on Sunday. Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney, Chase Briscoe, and Alex Bowman rounded out the top 5. In the NBA playoffs, the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Denver Nuggets 92-87. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the way for the Thunder with 25 points, as they even the series up at 2 games apiece. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.